Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following Hurricanes Helene and Milton in the southeast, the White House is asking Congress to approve more emergency disaster relief.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Boeing says it's moving forward with plans to lay off some 17,000 employees, starting with 2,200 layoffs in Washington State and 50 more in Oregon. Health officials say one person has died and more than a dozen others hospitalized due to an E. coli outbreak linked to bagged organic carrots. More than a dozen brands now being pulled from store shelves across 19 states. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York City say two people are dead and another critically injured after a stabbing rampage.
Police say the stabbing spree appears to be the work of one man carried out at random.
These attacks seem to be unprovoked, that he just walked up to them and began to attack them with the knives.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney speaking about the suspect, a 51-year-old man with 8 prior arrests. Mayor Eric Adams calls it a clear example.
Criminal justice system, mental health system, that continues to fail New Yorkers.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
A cab driver witnessed one of the stabbings and called police. Police say they have recovered 2 knives. Flights in New Delhi, India have been canceled due to toxic smog. Students there now in remote learning until further notice. Smog levels have surged past 60 times the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum. Similar measures have also been implemented in parts of Pakistan. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Morning highs in the mid-50s tomorrow as rain wraps up. Temps fall into the 40s in the afternoon and windy. Cloudy and blustery Thursday with flurries and snow showers. Temps only hitting the upper 30s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 49 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republican Eric Hovde has conceded his U.S. Senate election loss to Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Hovde continuing to question the integrity of election results from Milwaukee.
The results from election night were disappointing, particularly in light of the last-minute absentee ballots that were dropped in Milwaukee at 4 a.m.
Her campaign said Hovde had not contacted Baldwin, who defeated him by about 29,000 votes or one percentage point. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court skeptical of a challenge by state Senate Republicans over Megan Wolf's continued role as state elections administrator. Wolf has remained in place at the Wisconsin Elections Commission based on a ruling 2 years ago by the court's then conservative majority that political appointees do not need to step aside until they're replaced by the Senate. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Ebbis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Police continue to investigate after a woman was found dead in Red Wing overnight. Officers were called to a home on Putman Avenue after receiving a report about a suicidal man armed with a handgun. The man surrendered to police after a standoff lasting several hours. The woman's body was found inside the home after the man was arrested. Police are still gathering information and more details are expected later today. One person is dead and another injured after a two-vehicle accident in the city of Eau Claire Thursday. According to Eau Claire police, an SUV traveling northbound on Claremont Avenue was attempting to turn left onto Folsom Street and was struck by a truck towing a trailer loaded with railroad ties that was traveling southbound on Claremont Avenue. The 74-year-old driver of the SUV died from his injuries at the hospital. While the driver of the truck was not injured, that accident remains under investigation. Wisconsin is among states included in another food recall. The CDC on Saturday issued a nationwide recall for organic carrots grown by Grimway Farms. There's an E. coli outbreak that's already sickened nearly 40 people. The CDC says 15 people have gone to the hospital because of the E. coli. The carrots were sold as far back as September, but the CDC says some people may still have the possibility of tainted carrots in their homes. If you do, their advice is to simply throw them away. Meanwhile, health officials in the Twin Cities area are now issuing a warning about several people who came down sick from eating hamburgers. They confirmed 10 cases of E. coli in customers who ate hamburgers at Red Cow restaurants in Hennepin, Ramsey, and Olmsted counties. Another case of E. coli was reported from a customer at a Hen House eatery in Minneapolis. Officials say the owners of Hen House and Red Cow have fully cooperated and are making changes to prevent future illnesses. Anyone who became sick after eating a hamburger between October 31st and November 7th is asked to contact their local healthcare provider. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
One person is dead after a crash and vehicle fire in Mondovi Saturday. According to the Mondovi Police Department, 49-year-old Clifford Ford was traveling southbound on South Eau Claire Street when his vehicle left the roadway, struck the Buffalo River Bridge, and then caught fire. Ford was found deceased in the vehicle after the fire was brought under control. The cause of that crash is still under investigation. Stepping Stones of Dunn County will be able to provide turkeys to families in need this Thanksgiving after two donors stepped forward. According to Stepping Stones, an anonymous donor bought 200 turkeys, and the Menominee Rotary Club paid for another 300 turkeys and 2 weeks of groceries for the food pantry's shelves. The donations come after Stepping Stones announced in October they would not be able to provide Thanksgiving turkeys this year. The Durand Improvement Group has announced the Grand Marshal for the upcoming Holla Dazzle Day Parade. Linda and Steve Telford will lead the parade this year. Linda is a leader at Faith Lutheran Church and helps organize the Sunday Supper and Funfest Chicken Tent each year. The Holla Dazzle Parade will be November 30th at 6:30 p.m. through downtown Durand. Wisconsin Supreme Court are hearing arguments today about the Constitution and Wisconsin's election boss. Democrats are asking the court to allow Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf to keep her job, even though she has not been officially reappointed for a second term. They're leaning on a recent Wisconsin Supreme Court decision that said appointed board members can continue to serve until the replacement is approved by the state Senate. Republican lawmakers, however, say the Election Commission never actually nominated Wolf for a second term. Therefore, a till a replacement is approved loophole doesn't apply. Wolf has been at the center of questions and Republican anger since the 2020 election in Wisconsin. UW Stout has announced it will have one more football game to play. The school announced over the weekend that it's been invited to play Wheaton College in the Culver's Isthmus Bowl on Saturday in Sun Prairie. Now, Stout finished its season 6-4 this year. Wheaton College finished with an 8-2 record. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released its annual crime report. The report shows a total of 765 fentanyl-related cases in 2023, up 84 from 2022.
Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state legislature to invest in crime labs to improve staffing for these cases. Call says the state crime labs are essential in protecting public safety and ensuring criminal investigations and prosecutions that lead to justice. The Attorney General says the Department of Justice has made enhancements in technology at the crime labs, which should improve the way the cases are tracked. DOJ typically releases its annual report in late summer, but it was delayed until last week as the agency dealt with an audit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% military discount on many items. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Majeski making ready for championship speech. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Joey Logano takes the checkered flag. Joey Logano takes the championship for the third time in his career.
Congratulations to Joey Logano and Team Penske on winning the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series championship.
It's special for sure, but it's just I can't help but think about everybody that this affects.
The race to win the 2025 Cup Series championship begins in February right here on the Motor Racing Network. 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Ty Majeski is preparing for his first champion celebration this Friday night at Charlotte's NASCAR Hall of Fame. For some of his predecessors, it entailed the most frightening moment of their career, their first champion speech. The Thor Sport Racing driver, however, seems to be taking it all in stride, as long as he can find something to wear.
I just got my kind of my time slot, so like 4 minutes, 400 words or so. So yeah, not very long. I finally got the time frame, so I'm going to start probably working on it hopefully soon. So I have all kinds of obligations. I don't have clothes for this type of stuff, so my wife and I are going to go shopping tonight.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Today is a Victory Monday for the Packers following their 20-19 win over the Bears at Soldier Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chicago, with their new offensive coordinator, outplayed the Packers, but Green Bay, with better talent, found a way to pull out the victory anyway. Kara Brooks blocked Kiro Santos' 46-yard field goal attempt to avoid the upset on the final play of the game. Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame at the end of August. Murphy, currently in his 17th and final season in Green Bay, he's overseen tremendous growth for the organization and led the team through numerous milestones both on and off the field. Badger coach Luke Fickell did not reveal who will be calling plays for the Badgers this Saturday when they travel to Nebraska. The play-calling duties open when Fickell fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo on Sunday following the Badgers' three-point loss to top-ranked Oregon on Saturday. NBA action, the Bucks back in action tonight. They will play host to the Houston Rockets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Arguably the biggest outdoor event of the year kicks off this Saturday, November 23rd. It's Wisconsin's Firearms Deer Hunting Opener. I'll share some details about the hunt when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
It's almost time for hunters across the Badger State to head out for the 2024 9-day firearms deer season. It opens this Saturday, November 23rd, and runs through Sunday, December 1st. This is the latest 9-day window within which the season may occur. With this year's season starting a little further removed from the peak of the rut, fewer deer may be on the move compared to years with earlier openers. Still, there's reason for optimism, as other factors such as colder temperatures and snow cover could still create excellent deer hunting conditions. As of late last month, sales for firearms, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses were over 445,000. That total certainly will increase by this Saturday. All deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. Proper registration provides accurate harvest data for DNR wildlife managers and county deer advisory councils for the management of Wisconsin's deer herd. Last year, state deer hunters harvested about 174,000 deer during the 9-day gun season. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Morning highs in the mid-50s tomorrow as rain wraps up. Temps fall into the 40s in the afternoon and windy. Cloudy and blustery Thursday with flurries and snow showers. Temps only hitting the upper 30s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 49 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and markets on a Monday. This is hard to believe, but the month of November is quickly wrapping up, and this is the last full trading week of the month because next week we have Thanksgiving to disrupt what we see in the middle of our trade week. We're looking at some markets today. We're going to talk about what's happened with the seasonalities. Of course, we're going to get firsthand experience of what is happening in South America as the crops are growing and the weather continues to bring them some much-needed moisture. So we're going to bring Don Rose into the conversation. Don is with U.S. Commodities. And kind of kick it off, let's talk about these seasonalities. What are you seeing right now when you look at this grain complex?
Yeah, good morning or afternoon, Susan. When you look at this market, I think overall, the seasonals this time of year, you know, sometimes we forget this, but it's positive. Today, you were supposed to buy soybeans seasonally. We go up into the end of the year. That occurs about 87% of the time, and you move about 50 cents if you go up. Same thing on corn. Seasonals Thursday, actually, you're supposed to buy corn, and seasonally you go up until February 9th, and there you go up about 38 cents. So, you know, it makes a little bit of a sense because a producer at these price levels just does not want to sell cash. So the end user scrambling to try and buy cash. Basis is firming. The spreads, in other words, the front months gaining on the back months. So I think there you have it. It feels like we're kicking off this week with the seasonal buying, and it sure felt like it feels like it today.
You know, a couple of producers that I've talked to have brought, and I wanted to see if you've heard the same concern. I mean, we're sitting in the middle of November. Some areas still need crops to harvest, but they said there's just no place to put it. The bins at these co-ops are full, and it's just kind of a wait-and-see type of game right now.
You know, I think that's true in some areas. In other areas, it is not. It depends on the size of the crop. But even in the areas where we'll say, like you're saying, a storage issue, I think we have to remember that you know, we chew through a lot of corn each and every month. So it's it can disappear on you pretty fast. And I think the producer just at these levels just does not want to really sell stuff. And remember, you know, that we basically use per month about 1.2 billion bushels of corn. So that's going to disappear pretty fast, and I think the basis is going to stay firm. And the producer probably doesn't have a lot of interest in selling grain until next year at some point in time, Susan.
Well, I'm excited to get the chance to talk to you about South America because you just got back and you're going to be back in the States for a little bit of time. But talk to me about what you're seeing out there. How are the crops going at this point?
Yeah, it's down, you know, down south for a month, going to be here for a month in the U.S. and then back down again. But, you know, I think basically overall, you know, when you sum it up, it's a La Nina year. And I think the fear is that we're going to turn dry in southern Brazil, Argentina. But the fact of the matter is, planting is basically done in the north. You're going to be talking about pod setting here before too much longer in some of the areas. In the far north, you're going to have harvest the middle of January, very early stuff. And as a country, you know, it's a very long country. Brazil alone is almost from like Canada to the southern end of Texas. So when you talk about planting, it's a big, long window, big, long country. And then you got Argentina and Paraguay on top of that, going further south. So, you know, basically the north's in fine shape. Everything, you know, it looks like is it just coming along just fine. Planted as a country, about 20% planted in Brazil. When you switch down to Argentina, you know, further down to the south, they're about 20% planted on their soybeans. Looks like, you know, same thing there. Crop coming along very, very decent. The two-week forecast for Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay also is non-threatening. So I think the bottom line is there's a big crop in the oven. Of course, a lot of things can change in a La Nina year, but so far it hasn't. The one thing we're starting to see shift is it really looks like China is picking up the buying pattern in Brazil after the first of the year. So we'll see what that means for the U.S., Susan.
So I'm curious as well, Don, what's the optimism? How are these producers that you're talking to down in South America, what are they thinking about this crop moving forward?
Well, you know, they try to sell, you know, the storage day in South America basically is more limited. It's not like up here. You can't really put a lot of the crop away. So, you know, they try and sell out in advance. So, you know, you have a bigger percentage of the crop sold before you start harvest, you know, in the spring, if you look like you're going to get a crop like right now. So, I think, you know, it looks like the planted area is up 2 to 3% down there. And, you know, their prices on soybeans in South America, really, you sell them in U.S. dollars. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's much like up here, you know, getting squeezed as far as the input cost. And so it's not as optimistic as it was, but you say that, and then you're seeing the land continue to expand, you know, and it's really basically pasture land being converted to row crop production, much like we had in the Dakotas for years. So not so much out of the rainforest, Susan.
Are there concerns about the safrinha corn crop and when it should get planted?
No, you know, I let's just look at it. Last year, if we remember, you know, 80% of the crop was is planted now on soybeans. But last year, 68% of the crop was planted. And remember, that was due to some dryness, and that was actually about this time frame the grain kind of topped out here. But when you're talking about the safrinha crop, what you're really looking at is when the soybeans come off, February, March, then you plant the second crop, the corn crop. So the total production there is, on corn is about 4.5 billion bushels, and about 75% of that is a safrinha crop, and that's the exportable crop. But the planting, I think, is timely. The subsoil moisture, the topsoil moisture is good.
We've got more coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A conversation continuing with Don Rose with U.S. Commodities. So let's talk about this new administration. What is your takeaway as we look at the grain and even the livestock and start to move forward closer to 2025?
Well, you know, I think when, you know, it looks like we're turning the chapter, you know, to a new administration that is going to be tougher on trade. In other words, more tariffs, you know, specifically targeted at China, you know, upwards of 60%, but also on a lot of other countries. So short term, that's probably, you know, going to be a demand slowdown until we can see how the negotiations go forward. You know, also that we have the new administration is starting to put together their cabinet. I think there's a little bit of a question mark on the new EPA chief, Lee Zeldin. You know, is he going to be more friendly to biofuels than he's been in the past? So, you know, we'll keep a wide eye on that one, Susan. But most definitely, I think it's the dollar has been strong here just because interest rates are holding higher than the trade thought. So strong dollar, not good exports, question mark on what the EPA new chief is going to do. And then, of course, the tariffs are all jump balls, can both be positive and negative, Susan.
So a lot of what ifs kind of just hanging out in the air on this trade as we move forward.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, we'll sort it out going forward. Well, we're going to probably add some risk premium, take some risk premium away. You know, fundamentally, there's no doubt we have a big enough supplies in the world that you're going to need some kind of weather problems to change and increase the demand somehow back to the United States, or some of these trade policies or some of these biofuel policies that are more positive than negative. So there's a number of things that we're going to watch very close, and the market will sort out going forward the next year.
Like it or not, geopolitical, as you and I were talking during the commercial break, is still in there as situations change with Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, you know, most definitely. And I think, you know, that's the big one that changed here in the last, 48 hours is it looks like the United States is allowing Ukraine to use U.S. missiles to shoot deeper into Russia. You know, what's that mean from a retaliation standpoint? But, you know, I think the bottom line is it looks like things are going to escalate. Tensions are going to escalate here a little bit. And you certainly saw that in the wheat market today, adding some premium here. Of course, remember when the war started, we had that big shoot up to $13 on wheat. And of course, we relaxed well under $6. So I think we're going to watch that very close the next 60 days. Also, the geopolitical, not only there, but also in the Middle East.
As we switch gears and take a look at this livestock, Don, do you think the cattle market, live cattle specifically at this moment, is continuing to rally off of what we saw that was built up late last week in the trade?
Well, you know, I think part of it is this market, you know, it wants to look at the front end supplies, which are, you know, we have adequate supplies to excess. We continue to put more weight on the cattle. That adds about 24,000, 23,000 head of cattle a week. So that's true. The short term is maybe negative here for the next quarter. But I think when you look past that, Susan, it really feels like we may be starting to rebuild the herd. We had these very timely moisture came into some of these range areas, and so it looks like it gives you a better thought pattern to retain heifers, maybe keep a cow another year, see if you can get a calf. You know, so it looks like that cycle is kind of kicking in here a little bit. The numbers aren't going to be there for this next year in cattle. It's just a matter of what the demand really is like going forward, or do we import more from foreign countries, or more feeder cattle come across from Mexico and Canada. So there's some things getting changed, but the U.S. numbers by themselves are positive, Susan.
And we have a cattle on feed report as well that comes out Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, the cattle on feed report coming out, it, you know, probably I think you have to say that the cattle on feed are probably going to be pretty close to 100%. The placement figures are probably going to be pretty close to, you know, and this is probably the last month where the placement figures are going to be, you know, 6-7% over a year ago. Our marketing should be pretty aggressive, around 5% over a year ago. But I think after this month, you're going to see these placement figures really start to tail off and really signal the final kicker to the bull side in the cattle market. Now, how much is can we move in the face of that? You know, probably it's going to be more of a concern with the economy than anything else, Susan.
All right. As you look over the markets, whether grain or livestock, what's something we need to be looking at the rest of this week?
Well, you know, I think the big thing we're going to look at is, does anything happen in the Black Sea area? With this Russia Ukraine, I think we're going to watch to see if these seasonalities, which are turning positive, can kick in. And I think we'll watch to see if South America weather, if a La Nina ever turns into a problem going forward. Not yet, Susan. So I think.
But what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Don?
You bet. You can reach us here at U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines at 1-800-247-4071.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every single day, thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members use our online banking services and mobile app to conveniently handle all their normal banking needs, like transferring money between their accounts or into other members' accounts, using Bill Pay, which lets them pay and keep track of all their monthly bills, all in one place. Plus, depositing checks remotely with their smartphone. And another feature that even lets them instantly send money to family and friends with a simple click or two. And rest assured, all these services are safe and secure. Easy to set up and learn, too. You can get started in just minutes. If you'd like help, Check out our online video tutorials, give us a call, or stop into any office. We're always here for you. So, if you're still not taking advantage of all these free time savers, consider the thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members who are. Clearly, there just might be something to this. Online and mobile banking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. One of the long-standing partnerships in American agriculture broke apart last week as the American Farm Bureau announced it was expelling the Illinois Farm Bureau over disagreements about membership requirements. I'll have the details when we come back. Legendary farm broadcaster Max Armstrong recently discussed agronomy for your acres with Jamie Seedorf, a Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant, about utilizing new technologies to provide the best agronomic insights.
A little more recently, they've got this stat tool that allows us to evaluate soils and what they kind of look like and what's going on and how things are interacting with one another to allow us to make a more sound agronomic decision on what we should apply on what acre.
Is that the soil calculator that I've heard about, Jamie?
That would be it.
How does that work? Explain a little bit more there.
So the soil calculator allows us to actually look at nutrient levels, and everything works with and against something else in the soil. It teaches us to kind of identify different areas where things may be interfering with one another, and so you're not getting the use efficiency you should have. It just tells us that because of something else in the soil, what you do have might not be working the way you'd want it to.
Jamie Seedorf with Nutrien Ag Solutions, NutrienAgSolutions.com.
After months of discussion and mediations, it was announced last week that the American Farm Bureau Federation is cutting ties with the Illinois Farm Bureau effective December 20th over a long-simmering disagreement. At the heart of the dispute is a decision by Country Financial, a longstanding affiliate of the Illinois Farm Bureau, to stop requiring non-farm insurance policyholders to join the Illinois Farm Bureau. While this change aligns Illinois with other states where Country operates, it sparked concerns from the National American Farm Bureau Federation, or AFBF. AFBF President Zippy Duvall explained that the decision jeopardizes the Federation's membership base, potentially leading to a significant loss of revenue. Duvall emphasized that the issue is about maintaining, quote, farmer control and ensuring that Farm Bureau membership continues to grow. Mediation efforts failed, and the American Farm Bureau voted to terminate Illinois' membership effective on December 20th. Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan pushed back, saying the decision was made for sound business reasons and reflects feedback from non-farm clients. He argued that forcing non-farmers into membership was creating friction with customers and hurting their affiliates' ability to compete in a challenging insurance market. Duncan accused the American Farm Bureau of abandoning Illinois farmers, stating, quote, "We have no desire to leave AFBF and we will fight to stay." Illinois Farm Bureau filed a lawsuit in McLean County Circuit Court to stop the expulsion, enforce a 1990 settlement agreement, and secure their rights to continue using the Farm Bureau name. The suit alleges that the American Farm Bureau's actions breach prior agreements and could cause significant reputational harm to the Illinois organization. On the financial side, the Illinois Farm Bureau could lose as much as $3.75 million worth of membership dues. However, the organization has approved financial mitigation grants to stabilize county Farm Bureau budgets. Meanwhile, the American Farm Bureau faces questions about its ability to represent all of U.S. agriculture if this split goes unresolved. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
While the fight between the Illinois Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau Federation moves to the courts, the fallout extends to Illinois farmers. Without membership in the national organization, Illinois will lose its seat at the table on federal policy issues and its access to national lobbying networks. However, the Illinois Farm Bureau will continue to advocate on its behalf using their own lobbying arm to address critical issues. We'll continue to report as the courts weigh in. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Morning highs in the mid-50s tomorrow as rain wraps up. Temps fall into the 40s in the afternoon and windy. Cloudy and blustery Thursday with flurries and snow showers. Temps only hitting the upper 30s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 46 right now.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Sunday morning, I was 7 years old, in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said, Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun, cause he's gonna live forever if the good die young. Had a hot rod Ford, constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin is gonna hold me, son, cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. A good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your motor run, cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
I'd been out the night before with all my friends. A little worried, kind of wondering what I did. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. My wife wanted to kill me, but she tried to save me first. You're going if I have to drag your butt to church. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I read the hymns and kind of sort of sang along. Made it through the Sunday sermon wide awake. We met the family for dinner at our home. Drank some beer, watched the game, and cooked some steaks. My little brother had a big fight with his wife, and my poor mother sat between them both all night. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. Said a prayer for Cousin Michael in Iraq. We're all aware that he may never make it back. We talked about the way we missed his stupid jokes and how he loved to be a soldier more than most. I laid in bed that night and thought about the day and how my life was like a roller coaster ride. The ups and downs and crazy turns along the way, it'll throw you off if you don't hold on tight. You can't really smile until you shed some tears. I could die today or I might live on for years. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. All right. It's a beautiful
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down. If you're scared, don't
that certain someone you've been searching hard to find. It's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Can I cast my cares upon you? Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, sworn to understand. It completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? Can I trust you with my heart?
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
For the Mason Dixon, working, spitting, hunting, fishing, stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux and that Copenhagen smile. Country must be countrywide. In every state, every station, playing cash ain't really waiting in foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. The rain don't doubt in my mind. Country must be countrywide. Weren't raised to take, we were raised to give the shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep, cause in God we trust.